Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Hey, tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. All right,
and be counted
among them that shall reign with him.
Hey,
oh, stand,
hey,
with friends are called.
Oh,
stand, when you're all alone,
and
believe he shall receive his own.
Hey, I decided to take a stand, not believing at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children just stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Sunday evening, amen. Where we at? September the 26th, 2021. You're listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Well, I'm not going to be before you long, but I believe I have a word on today, this evening, amen, amen. Just want to welcome all those that's listening out there by way of Facebook, Blog Talk, Twitter, Skype, those that are listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening in the archives, amen. Sometimes people click on a link and listen, amen, and sometimes people call in. We're so happy that you're so supportive in what we're trying to do over here in the ministry. I just greet you in the name of Jesus, amen. Well, again, I'm Lady D, and I'm excited to get started. I'm going to be talking to you today, this evening, about a time for a change, amen, an inspirational message that the Lord gave to me. And it blessed me, so I know it's going to bless you as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first we want to just stop everything we're doing right now, Lord, and just thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for being with us. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. For you are truly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no one like you. Lord God, we ask and we summon your spirit right now, Father God, to open up our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and a heart to receive. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint this message to destroy the yoke, to break the chains of bondages. Now, as I decrease and you increase, Lord God, I ask that you use this vessel for your glory. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, I just first want to give honor to God, who is always the head of my life, my husband, my supportive husband, who I love so dearly, Elder Shaw, David Shaw, amen. And give a shout out there to old Andrew, Minister Andrew out there, who's also very supportive in our ministry. Minister Andrew, he's out there in Los Angeles. And also our new friend, amen, she's going to possibly be coming on board with us. Her name is V, Lady V. She's out there in Compton, California. Amen. We just so excited by how God is connecting us with people who love the Lord, people that love him. Amen. So we are welcoming anyone. We're trying to expand the ministry, you know, but these are just people that God has brought in our heart, brought in our midst, that's just been a part of the kingdom building over here in David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Amen. So let's get started. Amen. How's your day been going out there? You know, we're now moving from the summer into the fall. The seasons are actually changing. And I know in some parts of the world, some parts, especially in the United States, you don't get all four seasons. Maybe you get two seasons or three. Amen. But we're here in central Illinois over here. We get all four seasons. And we get the trees that get the changing, you know. When you know you're going into fall, all of a sudden the leaves begin to drop down, you know. And when you know it's getting ready to get cold, wherever you at, you know, the season, the weather changed. You can step out and say, woo, you know, it's not as warm as it used to be. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about change. We're going to be talking about change. Amen. Have you ever experienced change in your life? You know, just times of just change, when things just had to change and you just was tired of the way things were. Amen. Have you ever had a situation in your life and said, you know what, I'm just tired of being sick and tired, and I'm ready to do whatever I need to do to change. I just cannot stay in this situation again. Amen. I don't know about you, but I can relate to that feeling, to where I just had to have change. But this type of change I'm going to be talking to you about is a change that God is calling you to change your life. I'm not just talking to non-believers, I'm talking to believers, amen. So I believe this word is going to minister to you as well as it has ministered to me. And I began to contemplate and think about this word change as I talked to the Lord. And it was one of the most difficult things in most humans' life is to change. And you know this, think about it. Some things in your life you know you need to change, and a lot of times we'll put it off. We're just like, you know, I'll change later, you know, not now. This is just not the time. And most of the time when we don't want to change, it's because we're not ready to let that thing go. We're not ready to let it go. It has become a part of our DNA, you know what I mean? But that's not to say that people don't want to change. I believe some people really want to change, but they just have a difficult time. How many people do you know who are dissatisfied with something in their lives? How many people do you know want to change things like their weight or their hair color or their jobs, even beyond those types of things? How many people do you even know who want to change something substantial in their life, like developing a better attitude or spending more quality time with their family? You know, you say, you know, I don't spend a lot of time with my husband, with my wife, or with my children, or with my mother. I want to make that change. I want to do something different now. A lot of time, some people wait until, okay, I'm going to make that change when the new year comes. You know how it is. We make these promises, and we say, you know, just before the clock strike, and we say, okay, these are my new year resolutions starting this year. I'm going to change. I'm going to do this, and we even make this long, exhausted list. We make this long, exhausted list on how we're going to change. Okay, you know, we see that. We may have even done it ourselves. So to find meaningful change in our lives, truth be told, we need God to direct us. So we walk through life with purpose. I had actually put something on my Facebook page, and I said, and just in a short way of saying that, when you're trying to do things, whether it be in a relationship, in a marriage, or with a relationship with anybody, and you try to do it without God, it's difficult. It's really difficult. You're trying to do possibly the impossible. Now, sometimes we can make that change on our own, but most time we just go right back to point A. Amen? You know, I want to talk to you about making a change that will last forever. How do we get on with making those changes? Well, you know, the Apostle Paul, he actually wrote an entire section of Scripture about three essential elements that are so true about making a spiritual change. Now, these three things will help us start changing our lives. Now is the time that God has given you and me to make a new direction in life and to begin to follow him. Follow him. And maybe you're someone that's on a surface relationship with God. God wants you to go to the next level. The Lord, you know what's so wonderful about this relationship with God is he takes you as you are. Oh, I'm so glad about that. He takes you as you are. You don't have to do no dance. You don't have to, you know, have flattery words. You don't have to be something that you know you're not and try to impress God for him to accept you. He accepts you as you are. But here's the truth of the matter. He don't want you to stay where you are. Although he accepts you where you are, he don't want you to stay there. All come. He said, come whoever may, come. He says, come. Everybody, come. I don't care what your race is. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your status is. I don't care who your parents were. I don't care. He just says, come. Come. That's the call that God is making out into this earth. He says, come. Come. So the first step toward a meaningful change in life is to come. The first change in life is to, we must walk circumspectly. Now, I want you to think about that word because that's a word that Paul used in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. He says, see that you walk circumspectly. Now, that word sounds like, ooh, I don't use that word. What do you mean? Walk circumspectly and not as fools, but as wise. Or let's just paraphrase it. Don't minder. Don't just drift around. Don't aimlessly walk through life just existing. He says we have to walk with purpose. Come on, somebody. God says come, and when we came, we come, but God now has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for saying come. God has a purpose for the call that's on your life. Are you hearing me? So when Paul was saying walk circumspectly, circumspectly isn't a word we use often. I know I don't just use it in my conversation. Hey, honey, how about circumspectly give me a glass of ginger ale? Come on now, come on. No, we don't use that word often. So it can be hard to grasp. It's hard to grasp what was Paul saying. Well, the Greek word here, we're going to talk how what he meant when he wrote it in Greek word here, is an accounting term referring to precision and careful counting. It's all about making sure, listen to me, making sure that we walk, we live with precise and calculated movement. Being precise how we walk. Being precise how we live. So walking is something commonly done every day. Amen? It's like a metaphor here as throughout Scripture for our manner of life, how we live. You know, it says walk right, walk. I want you to consider this analogy I'm going to give to you. Let's use this. Have you ever tried walking or moving about in the dark? Have you ever turned out the light in the dark and just start walking? It's not easy, is it? Let's think about that. You're in a dark room and you're trying to walk. It's not easy. There are pitfalls, and it's dangerous when you can't see where you're going. We have a little light out in our hallway and even a little light in our office, you know, because I'm not trying to trip. And my husband, I know he ain't trying to trip. Sometimes, you know, he trips a lot. But even in that, we have to understand when you're trying to walk in the dark, it's dangerous and there's pitfall. Now think about the world. Think about the world we live in today. I've been talking about the light and darkness, how God created the light, and he said it was good. But yet we are in the dark. We're in a dark world. We may have Christ in our life. We may have that light, but we are in a dark world. Paul was giving warning to us here that we can't just walk aimlessly in this dark world. We have to pay attention. Pay attention. We have to stay focused on what we're doing. Even though we're in the light, we're in the light walking in a dark world. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul writes, once you were in darkness before God starts to work with us, and opened up our minds and our truth, we all, those of us that's crossed over, we all, come on, let's think about that. We all have walked in the dark. Now, isn't it interesting that now you in the light, you're like, whoa. And you think about how it was out there when you did not have the light. Because truth be told, you ain't always been saved. You ain't always know the truth, and your eyes haven't always been open. So there was a point in time in your life that you was in the pit of hell and you was in the darkness. You were dark in dark. You were dark in a dark world. Yeah, imagine that. So once you was in darkness, so before God started working on you, before God began to slowly bring you into the truth, you had a lot of time tripping over, in the pit in the pit, falling into pit holes, and it was quite dangerous. How many of you think about, let's think about that. How many of you have experienced in your life all the times, should have been dead and gone, should have, could have, would have, you should have been gone, out of all the things that you have encountered while you were in the dark, in the dark, in the dark, in the dark. You were dark, your life was dark, and yet you were in the dark. Amen? Your mind was dark. Your actions was dark. Your friends was dark. Your behavior was dark. Your actions was dark. What you put into you were dark. Dark, dark, dark. And God wasn't, God had no association with the darkness that was in your life. Your life was so dark that there was a separation, there was a gap between you and God. That's scary, huh? That's kind of scary. It's really scary now that we're in the light and we realize, whoa, 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 wow. Was that me? Oh, man, I made it. That's why we get excited. We can do a Holy Ghost dance because the devil thought he had my mind, but I got away. The devil thought he had my heart, but I got away. The devil thought he had my children, my child, but they got away. The devil thought he had my life, but I got away. The devil thought he had my marriage, but we got away. You understand? There was a hit. There was a target on your life while you was in the dark. The best time for the enemy to take aim at you was while you was in the dark. Yeah. But God had another plan for you, even while you was in the dark. I like to call that grace. So I don't want to get off subject. We're talking about Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. We were in the darkness before God started to work on us and open up our minds and give us the truth about his way. God had to show us his way because, see, we didn't know his way. We didn't know. Some of us wasn't brought up in church, okay? Some of us wasn't brought up. Some of us, parents were doing, you know, they wasn't like totally bad, but they wasn't following God's way. So we didn't know God's way. We didn't live in a household of God's way. So God had to bring us into his way in order to teach us. We didn't know no better. It's our natural state. It's actually our natural state to be in the darkness. It all started there in the Garden of Eden. We were walking in dark. We were conceived in sin. We came in this world in sin. Okay, we didn't have a chance. We didn't have a chance. So Paul completes the thought in this chapter 5, verse 8. He completes by telling us to walk as children of the light. Walk as children of the light. So we need to ask ourselves a big question. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I still just mingling all around? Or am I stumbling into darkness? Or am I walking with wisdom as a child of the light? See, when we're just like tripping, we just like mingling around, and we keep stumbling into darkness. Like, I fell again. We keep falling back into darkness. I keep going back to that old. Here I am again. I stumbled again. And don't you know, every time we stumble, we keep going backwards and backwards. But God called us out of the darkness, and it's like, I'm back again. So ask yourself, are you keep stumbling back into darkness, or are you walking with wisdom as the child of the light? So how do I, but here's the question, say, well, prophetess, I hear you talking to me, and I hear you calling me and telling me that God wants me to walk as a children of light. How do you do that? How do you remember? I wasn't birthed into this thing, and there's a lot of things that I'm learning as I go. You know, I'm on the job training. I was in the military, and a lot of times you didn't go to school for things. You learned on the job. You learned on the job. You trained on the job. On the job training. Some of us are Christians that are on the job training. We're just training as we go. Okay? So how do we walk as children of the light? We do that by having purpose. Hear me now. When I have purpose, I'm not just out here. I'm not just existing. I have purpose. And I have direction. I'm not just walking as a Christian. I'm not just here existing. I have direction in my life. We have direction in our life, and we make sure that God's purpose and directions become our purpose and direction. See, it's no longer Diane's purpose. It's not no longer Diane's direction. You know how we grow up, and you know, you in high school, and they say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do with your life? And we have this big, long list. Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. Come on. How many of us have made these long lists, wish lists, on what we're going to do? This is the direction I'm going to go, and this is the purpose. This is what I'm going to do. And at that time, we didn't even really consider what God's purpose and what God's direction. And that's probably why we didn't succeed in all those things that we were planning. Because God had a plan for our life. He knew you before your mama and daddy knew you now. How about that? Before daddy put that big rap on mama. Or before she even became pregnant before with you. God knew you. So if he knew you, he had a plan for you, and he had a purpose. And you had nothing to do with this. God already had a plan, predestined plan for your life. For your life. For my life. I'm talking about the direction and the purpose that God has for our life. And it's about how we live our life. Every day, the habits we develop, the actions that we do. You understand? We have directions. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15 speaks to this idea. It says, the simple believe anything. Anything. The simple believe anything. But the prudent give thought to their steps. That was an NIV. The simple-minded believe anything. Like right now. Anything that comes across the TV, anything that comes across the media, anything that comes across the social media, they believe, they believe, they believe. You can't believe everything you read. You can't believe everything you see. Prudent. The prudent. That's what Proverbs says with the book of wisdom. The prudent gives thought to their steps. You know, the Bible talks about order my steps in your word. Teach me, guide me, show me your way. So every step I take, the steps that I take, the steps of a good man, a righteous man, is ordered by the Lord. So my steps, I thought out. I'm not just going to step out there, do something without thinking about what the consequences going to bring. That's a mind, that's a prudent thought. In other words, when you're ready to change your life to live according to the way God wants you to go, when you're ready to completely surrender to him and begin to living according to his instruction and his laws, as it is spelled out in the Bible, you're going to consider very carefully where you're going and how and where you step. Come on, let's think about that. When a person gets really sold out and serious about their walk with God, they can't do everything that they used to do. They can't go everywhere. They can't look at They can't say everything they used to say. It's a game changer, y'all. It's a game changer. Because now my steps are ordered by God. And I'm thinking about, now I'm consciously, because, you know, let me say this to you. We're not robots. God do give you a choice, and God does allow you to make some decisions. So you and I got to make a conscious decision on our own, and that's what he wants. That no, let me think about that before I do that. Let me think about that. We're not going to be simple-minded as Proverbs and just do anything. No, I'm a take some time and wait for a minute. That's why the Bible tells us don't be anxious for anything. Take your time. Think. Ain't no hurry. Never let yourself be in a hurry to do nothing, to say nothing. You understand? A lot of times we just need to wait. Just be still. Don't ever be anxious. If anything, be anxious for God, but don't allow yourself to be anxious. Because sometimes you got to think about some things before you make a quick decision. And sometimes our quick decisions we make, we're going to have to pull it back because we didn't take time to ask God, to talk to God about it. And I assure you, that's why he say pray without ceasing. Pray always. I assure you, and once you pray about it and you talk to God about it, then you've done exactly what God wants you to do, and that was to seek him first. Ask him. He wants to be a part of every part of your life. He wants to be a part. I mean, I'm serious. I'm to the point now I'll be talking to him when I'm cooking. I'll be saying, Lord, what you think this seasoning? You know what I'm saying? I've made my conscious decision to allow the Lord to be a part of all my thoughts, all my decisions, no matter what. No matter what. Amen. And it ain't got to be something. It's a conversation with someone else. This is my conversation with God. God, I have decided to invite you to be a part of all my decision, all my thinking, all my whatever, good, bad, whatever. I'm including him. You understand? That's the change. That's what I've decided to do because I don't want to have to rewind something because I got ahead of God and I didn't consult God. Amen? So until God starts working with us, we're not concerned with where we're walking. We are walking in a dark world. This world is dark. Even in the light, there's darkness. There's pit holes. Those God is calling, however, must live and walk with purpose and precision. Oh, yeah. When God called you, he called you, he says, come. Now he's calling you to change and to live and to walk with purpose and precision. You know, through the prophet Jeremiah, and I just love my husband. He's been going through, I believe he's there. He's in Jeremiah, but he's been going through the book of, all through the book from Genesis, and he's going to go all the way to Revelation. But I love hearing him read the word of God. If you have not, I want to just quick say this. If you are new to listening to us, you have got to tune in to us and listen to Elder Shaw as he reads through the Bible, through Genesis, through Revelation. It is the way he reads it with such, it's theatrical. It's something I've never heard anyone, and I've been through YouTube and I've never heard anyone. But I just enjoy reading him, and please listen in. He reads through the Bible Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central. I just had to say that because I believe we're in the book of Jeremiah. So the prophet Jeremiah, God tells us where we need to get our direction in life. Yeah, God tells us through his book. And it says in Jeremiah, he says, Jeremiah chapter 10, 23, it says, it is not in man who walks to direct our own steps. It is not in man who walks to direct his own step. He's telling us that if we count our own thinking, our own reasoning, our own logic, we're going to be in trouble. That's why we so often see sincere efforts of change fail. Most time, we do have sincere change. Some people say, I'm going to change. This time, I'm going to change. I'm really going to change. And they really want to change, but they're trying to do it within their own thinking and their own reason and within their own strength. They leave God out of the picture. There is no change. Here it is, revelation knowledge. There is no change without God. If God is not in the picture, you may change for a little while, but automatically you're going to go back and result to that old man because God is not in the picture. If you're serious about change, you have to, you just absolutely have to make God the center and the goal of this process. God has got to be in the center. You have to believe him and start doing what he says. Now, for most of us, we've been doing things in our life, I do what I want to do, and ain't nobody going to tell me. We don't want to listen to nobody. Nobody can't tell you nothing. So how be it now, you're going to try to tell me to start reading the Bible and listening to it. God, I don't even listen to my own parents. I don't even listen to my wife. I don't listen. Nobody tell me what to do. But God is saying you have to believe me and you have to follow me. Mm. So the first step in starting to change, excuse me, is to live our lives and walk circumspectly. That is to live with the circumspectly. When you think of that word, I want you to think of this. In layman terms, live with purpose. And allow God to direct our steps. Mm. So what you're trying to tell me? You tell me I need to be a robot to this God? Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we must redeem the time. Redeem the time. You heard that before. Redeem the time. What does that mean? Spend your time wisely. Hello, somebody. Spend your time wisely. We all get 24 hours in one day. One thing God has done to every one of us is we equally have the same amount of time. You got to spend your time wisely. Every hour, every day. Because every new hour, every day God's giving you is a new day. And you're never going to get that back. The Apostle Paul follows up with a second essential requirement. He says for making the big important change in your life, he writes this in Ephesians chapter 5, that Christians need to be focused on redeeming the time because the days are evil. Bam, drop the mic. The days are evil, y'all. Look at where we at. I don't have to tell you nothing. I'm not gonna even insult your intelligence. Turn on the news. Look at where you at. Look at the neighborhood. Look at what's going on in this earth. The days are evil. So he say, redeem the time. We're not gonna have this time always. When we look at the world around us and the trouble, heartache, tragedy, murders, you know, lawlessness, we would be hard to argue. We can't argue with Paul. He says the days are evil. It's a simple fact of life that we are living in an evil world. Do you agree? Are we or are we not living in an evil world? I should say so. All you have to do is turn on the news, y'all. Turn on the news and see all the terrible things that's going on. You know, sometimes you got to take a break because you turn it on and all you hear is, whoa, 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 this kidnap, this murder, this is going on all around the world. But Paul isn't just concerned with knowing that the world is evil. He points us to something we need to do. Okay, it is true, we're in this evil world. But Paul is saying, yes, you're in the evil world. We need to realize that the time is now to make that big change in life, okay? This world ain't going to change. This world is a dying world. It is what it is. Darkness will be in this world until God comes back, till Jesus return, okay?
It is what it is. It's not going to get any better, y'all. If anything, listen to me, it's going to get worse. So you got to make that change. You got to make that change. You know the old saying, there's no time like the present time? Somebody, well, I'll make that change with this and this and this. No, it's now is the time. There's no time like the present time, and that's so true. When it comes to making the big, important change in life, we must not put it off. How many people that done died, how many people done went on and didn't have the opportunity to make that change? And they went into eternity in their sin. Don't let that happen to you. We got to make that change. And I feel unction in the spirit because I made my time for 45 minutes, but I feel I got to come back, y'all. I got to come back on Thursday. I normally come on Thursdays and Sundays, and I feel that I would cheat you by not giving you everything that God has given to me to share with you. So I want to leave this with you, and I'm going to open up my mic for a very quick comment, but I want you to know, don't you go to bed tonight without talking to God about what's in your life that needs to change. Don't be settled and content with where you at. Know that as the seasons are changing, God said, it's time to make that change. Amen. It's time to make that change. That change may mean changing friendship, changing relationship, changing location. What's in your life that got to change? Because it can't stay the same. Amen? Amen. So at this time, I'm going to quickly open up my mic. If you have a comment, if you're in there, I see some of you. Oh, look, I got two people there. Hey, hey, hey. I see California. I see Los Angeles. And I believe I see Compton. Amen. If you want to make a comment, open up your mic. I want you to hit one. And I'm going to open up the mic and give you an opportunity. Give me a quick shout out. Amen. Make it real brief. Amen. Because I don't want this to come to an end without at least hearing from you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Your mic is open. Amen.
Amen, Lady D. This is Andrew out of L.A. Thanks for the message today. I'll make it short. Talking about change and having a purpose.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we serve a Jesus Christ that is the same yesterday. He's going to be the same today. And guess what?
Yeah.
He's going to be the same forever. So with knowing that, not only do we have to walk with purpose, but I want you to ask yourself, what is your purpose?
Yes.
What is your purpose? What purpose
Amen.
Do you serve? Have you thought of your purpose in life? So,
Amen.
I just want to say thanks for the message. Thanks for having that. Always on time. I love hearing your messages. And I'll be back Friday with mine. Praise God.
Amen. Well, that was Minister Andrew out there in Los Angeles. Amen. He comes on Fridays. Amen. Which is, I believe, at 6 p.m. West Coast time over there where he's at.
8:00
Oh, no, he's over there on the West Coast. Is that 6 p.m., brother? Yes, he's 6 p.m.
Yeah, sorry,
and it's 8 p.m. our time. So he comes on 6 p.m., sometimes 6:30. So stay connected, and if there's ever a change, but please listen to him. He comes with a powerful, inspirational message. Thank you, Minister Andrew. God bless you. Amen. Your mic is open. Who else is out there? Amen. Is that Shaw?
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. My beautiful queen, my bride.
Amen, honey.
In the name of Jesus. Praise God. The message that's bringing forth on today, praise God, is just continuing. And before I say anything else, I want to first give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is. And all
yes, amen.
God, and then I also just give you that honor in the name of Jesus as well. But the message you brought forth on this evening, and God bless you as well, Minister Andrew. Amen. And greetings to the young lady in Los Angeles, Compton, as well.
Amen.
But praise God.
Ladies.
I'm coming with a message or understanding that what you're bringing forth is such a powerful word that's given us understanding the importance of change. But the one thing I recognize, praise God, if you will allow me to say, that the only thing that's constant, the only thing that's constant is change. Change is always changing. time is always changing. And I think that because in order to become better, we have to be willing to accept that change from where
Amen.
I used to be to where I am now. And that's why I have beautiful support with a wonderful wife. And I truly thank God for the wonderful things that you also are doing as a truly anointed woman of God. And people need to understand that it's not easy taking care of elderly. It's not easy taking care of people that are handicapped and what have you. But the important thing is that when you have a support group, amen, when you got your support group and the power of God, we can do all things through Christ.
All things.
And so I thank God for you, and I thank
amen.
God for what you do. I love you in the name of Jesus, and stay strong. God bless
you. Amen, amen. Walking in purpose, amen. Walking in purpose, amen. And I see 323-770. Is that my friend out there in Compton? Are you there, sis? Would you like to say something?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, I hear you there. You live on the air. God bless you.
God bless you too, Lady D and David, Minister David. I just want to say thank God for you both, and I just appreciate the message that you just brought, and I'm going to be tuning in, and I just thank God from where he brought me from the darkness into the sunlight of the Spirit, and I just love you guys, and I just want you to continue to be
Man.
Strong in your ministry, and I just ask God to continue to bless you in everything that you
yeah,
say,
yeah.
do, and touch.
Amen, amen. That's my kingdom, sister. One day we'll share our revelation on how God brought us together, divine connection, amen. Thank you so
yeah.
much, so much for supporting us and the love that you're giving
yeah.
out here
yeah,
with my
yeah.
mom and my sister. This is a true angel
yeah.
sent from God, amen. We love you, amen, and you're
we
part of our
you
family.
Too. I love you, too. Yeah.
Amen. Well, that's the end of our service. I'm going to close the mics out now. We're going to end with our song. Once again, this is Lady D. God bless you all. Amen. And once again, don't ever stop standing. Continue to stand.
I decided to take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say you stand, yeah, Lord. Stand for holiness,
for holiness,
oh.
and for righteousness,
and be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey,
oh, stand,
hey,
with Christ our Lord,
oh.
stand, when you're all alone,
and
believe he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends, and I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes, all of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness. With
oh,
I've been saved. For holiness, for righteousness, and it comes down. Yeah.